Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and readings. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so let's take a few minutes to breathe together. Breathe in the peace of Jesus so you can breathe out the love of God. Let's begin by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today I will be reading from God's Big Pictures Bible Storybook by N.T. Wright. Our story today is called God's Kingdom is Coming. When Jesus was in Galilee, lots of people with diseases came to see him. Jesus felt love for them, so he healed them with power from God and taught them about God's kingdom. One day he visited Nazareth, where he had grown up. He went into the synagogue, a place where people gathered to worship God, and read from the Bible. When it was time for the Bible reading, Jesus went to the front and read out these words written by the prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because of him, I can tell the good news to the poor. Prisoners will be released, blind people will see, and those who are treated unjustly will be set free." Then Jesus said, "These words are coming true today," and he explained what the good news meant for everyone. But the people were alarmed. Was Jesus really saying that God was going to do things for everyone, even for their enemies? "Well," said Jesus, "God doesn't only care about good people. In the days of the prophet Elisha, there were lots of people in Israel who had diseases, but God didn't send Elisha to them. Instead, he healed the commander of the enemy army." When they heard that, the people in the synagogue became very angry. They wanted to grab Jesus and kill him, but Jesus calmly walked away and escaped. He went to live in Capernaum, a town near a big lake called the Sea of Galilee. There he continued teaching and healing, and many people went to see him. Right now, I'm wondering about what it must have sounded like and looked like in the synagogue when everybody became angry and that Jesus was able to calmly walk away. I wonder what you think it looked like then. Let's end our time by saying our liturgy together. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Christ. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.